A South Coast community is now a sanctuary city for some important insects in crisis. The city of Santa Barbara is the latest to step up for bees. The city is joining an awareness campaign for the key pollinators called Bee City USA.
The concern with bees is global in scope. We are talking about threats to all kinds of things that bees need to survive. So we're talking about loss of habitat, pesticide use, climate change. All of these are affecting bee colonies around the world, and that includes here.
Sigrid Wright is CEO and Executive Director of the Santa Barbara-based Community Environmental Council.
There are things that we really easily take for granted in a society of abundance, and including the idea that abundance is guaranteed. And we have enough, what I would say, we have enough X factors and unknowns in our world. So it is somewhat symbolic, but it's also incredibly important.
The global bee population has been in big trouble for the last decade. In the U.S. during the winter of 2015-2016, we lost about 28% of colonies. While every second grader can tell you that bees are important for pollinating plants, most people don't realize how key they are to the environment. Consider this. 1 out of 3 bites of food you eat is made possible by pollinators. And 90% of the world's wild plants need pollinization. It prompted Santa Barbara City Councilwoman Kathy Murillo and Mayor Helene Schneider to bring the idea of becoming a bee city to the full city council.
Santa Barbara as a sanctuary city for bees is a lovely idea. People understood that there's an economic element here. Agriculture depends on healthy pollinators. And then people depend on the bees for their flowers and their yards and their gardens and the flowers and vegetables that they grow at home.
Murillo talks about the elements of the action unanimously approved by the city council.
The resolution will raise awareness about, one, not using pesticides or reducing it as much as you can, because that's really what stresses the bees or kills them outright. Two, we should be planting pollinator-friendly vegetation and trees. The other thing is the city already has an integrated pest management plan. Our parks department and our streets division, the street trees division, they already do a lot of this effort not to use pesticides and to put the right kind of plants.
Santa Barbara joins a list of more than 50 cities around the country declaring themselves to be bee cities. It's the 6th in California. In our region, it joins Thousand Oaks as a bee city.
The more progressive cities are doing this. Certainly, there's enough to form a bee city USA, you know, a sanctuary city for bees. We're a very agricultural-dependent county and region. We have a nearly perfect growing climate, so we have a lot of home gardeners. And I think we have an above-average sensibility about the environment around us. We live here because it's beautiful, but also because it provides for us.
Sigrid Wright with Santa Barbara's Community Environmental Council believes this will add to what she says was an already growing local awareness of the problem.
We went around talking to folks as we produced the Santa Barbara County Food Action Plan, and we talked to over 200 people, and we listened for over 1,000 hours to their concerns about the food system, and the loss of pollinators was definitely an emerging theme.
The hope is that maybe these industrious little insects will get a little more respect and appreciation. People who know them say not only are they an important part of our environment, but that there's beauty in the bees. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.